on the 420 Show.
Monday at 9 a.m. on Jaws of Justice Radio, our guest is
Dean Becker, DrugTruth.net.
And he will be talking about his new book, To End the War on Drugs, a guide for politicians, the press, and the public. And you can call in with your questions and your comments. That's Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday morning at 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
With big hungry tigers, table manners have no place. After they have eaten you, they never say their grace. Hunting tigers can be ripping fun. Like three blind mice see the hunters run. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in India. Yeah, you all know beastly tigers are. Out in India. They bite, they scratch, they make an awful fuss. It's no use stroking them and saying puss, puss, puss. No, hunting tigers out in India. Out in India. They make an awful fuss. It's no use stroking them and saying puss, puss, puss. No, hunting tigers out in India. Out in India.
Yeah. I say, J.O., it's jolly frightening out here.
Nonsense, dear boy. You should be like me.
But look at you. You're shaking all over. What's
shaking, you silly goose. I'm just doing the work to say, that's all.
Tigers don't go out on rainy nights. Wet their appetites.
Hunting tigers out in India. Out in India.
How many tigers can you find with forks and serviettes? Don't care in what part of you they fix their fretwork sets. Hunting tigers can be ripping fun. Like three blind mice see the hunters run. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in India. Yeah. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in India.
You are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City
Welcome
Community
to Isla Earth.
Radio.
Considering all the animals trapped in the Los Angeles La Brea tar pits, you'd think the gas it's belching up is caused by something that it ate. Actually, the gas is caused by something eating it. Environmental scientists from the University of California in Riverside recently discovered hundreds of previously unknown species of bacteria thriving in this gooey grave of plants and animals from the Pleistocene age. Existing in a highly toxic environment with no water and little or no oxygen, what's really remarkable about these microbes is that they eat petroleum and give off gas. It's undetermined whether these oil-eating organisms are descendants of ancient bacteria or offspring of some more recent strains. One thing for certain, however, is that they have plenty of potential for present-day applications. For example, they could be used to help clean up oil spills, enhance oil recovery methods, or clean out the holds of supertankers. They may even help create whole new classes of medicines. But until then, their biggest draw is still at the La Brea Tar Pits, where all they do is burp. Learn more at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
Come on now. Let's go for a ride in your Escalade.
Don't be late, 'cause I'm a voodoo child. Yeah, again for Jeff. Amazing.
At 9 a.m. on Jaws of Justice Radio, our guest is
DeanBeckerDrugTruth.net,
and he will be talking about his new book, To End the War on Drugs, a guide for politicians, the press, and the public. And you can call in with your questions and your comments. That's Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday morning at 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
And right here on Community Radio, I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio program. You're listening to it live right now on Community Radio in the 21st century. Good morning, everybody. It's a quarter till the hour of 1 o'clock. Currently, it is still the witching hour here at 45 minutes past midnight on Community Radio in the 21st century. I've said it a couple of times, and hey, I might just say it again. So we heard a bunch of music there, a lot of guitar-centered tracks for you. Included some Zappa, some Vaughn, some View, some Frusciante. All right there. And a little Russell, too. All the way, 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 way back at the beginning. So at 3 o'clock, as always, we should have a new suicide for you. All you loyalists out there should expect that, should know that. You can find past suicides and podcasts of the program online at gofindtheothers.com, gofindtheothers.org, gofindtheothers.com. You could also go to paragonradio.blogspot.com to follow the stories that we will be talking about this evening or this morning. And you can also email me, paragonradio@gmail.com. And you are more than welcome to also go and pick up the telephone and dial 816-931-5534. Pardon me, I have I've been coughing a lot of stuff. I've been expelling a lot of toxins from my body, so I apologize in advance for the coughing that I will be doing this evening. I'm doing everything I can to keep that under wraps by consuming my coffee. Mmm, delicious coffee. So very good. Jesse's in the on-air studio. He's over there. He's over there working on stories. He's really concerned about the Carlisle group again. I told him, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter at this point. But he's still really concerned over there. There's an angle to a story. Freescale, is that the name of the business?
Yeah, Freescale. They're out of Austin, Texas.
What does Freescale do?
Freescale Semiconductor. They make powerful microchips for industries including defense. They were working on some cloaking technology.
By cloaking technology, you mean to be made invisible.
Mm-hmm. Last June, they
An invisibility cloak.
A team of specialists that they were dedicating to producing radio frequency power products to be sold to the defense industry.
Radio frequency power products.
I don't know what that is.
Is that like, I don't know what that is either. Is that an RF, like Sibian or something like that? What is that? But so why are you reading the story?
20 senior staff from the Freescale company were on that plane.
What plane?
Malaysian Airlines flight MH370.
Is that a conspiracy theory? Or were they really on the plane?
It could be. What I mean, this isn't some... this is a just a British newspaper site I'm on, but... 12 are from Malaysia.
According to the Prime Minister of Australia, the search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 will go on, even though it's been extraordinarily difficult. They thought they had found the plane. This is the rough part. They were talking about several hundred pieces of debris that they had noticed in the Indian Ocean from satellite imagery. The oceans are full of debris. And apparently the debris that they found was just that. It was just trash. It wasn't what they thought it was. No, but why would... What is the Huffington Post? What are you on right now? What are they saying here?
The Daily Express.
The Daily Express. What are you buying a Groupon? What is
UK.
That? Okay.
So the deal is that there was a patent issue. 4 days after the missing flight... MH370. A patent is approved by the patent office. 4 of the 5 patent holders are Chinese employees of Freescale Semiconductor in Austin, Texas.
They're dead now?
They were on that plane.
Or they've disappeared? Maybe, as Sarah Palin said, they went to heaven.
Patent is divided up on 20% increments to 5 holders. So if 4 of them die, then 1 will be left with the dividends.
So 4 of these guys died and 1 is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like 230 plus people on that plane.
20 of them were associated with this company, apparently.
Conspiracy theories, huh?
Patent holders can alter the proceeds legally by passing wealth to their heirs. However, they cannot do so until the patent is approved. So when the plane went missing, the patent had not yet been approved.
And so maybe they just cloaked the plane. Did you think about that? If the semiconductor company Freescale was working on cloaking technology, maybe my David Copperfield theory as to the plane has been disappeared the way he did the Statue of Liberty, maybe it's not that far off. Could they have cloaked the plane?
The Freescale patent does exist under the number US 8650327. None of the names listed actually appear on the passenger manifest released by the Malaysian authorities.
But all 19 of the 9/11 hijackers were on the plane?
Apparently there are seat cushions and certain things that are aboard these planes that are meant to float specifically so you can see them from the sky when you go looking for them. They haven't found any of that.
It's not unprecedented because this has happened before, but it's kind of surprising. But the conspiracy theories, they abound, do they not? I'm not exactly sure all the angles here. None of it makes too much sense, but I'll tell you what. You know, it's about a month into this. I have not seen a picture of Vladimir Putin without a shirt on wrestling a bear for a month. I mean, do you realize CNN is no longer airing pictures of the Russian president topless? I mean, every time I've seen CNN in the last 3 weeks, it's been a round table of guys who are aviation experts and also mustache aficionados with Wolf Blitzer. And there's a black box, which is orange anyway, sitting in the middle of the table. And they're having a round table discussion on various floating trash piles in the Indian Ocean. And I haven't seen Vladimir Putin petting a snow leopard for 3 weeks now. I mean, everyone agrees that, you know, Barack Obama has handled this Ukrainian Crimea River situation like a pussy riot, right?
That's what they say.
I mean, everyone knows that. And Vladimir Putin now is talking about he wants Finland back. You know what? It's 1939 all over again. Let's just appease him. Barack Obama can play Neville Chamberlain, and Vladimir Putin will be played by Hitler. Or maybe I said that backwards. Maybe Hitler will be played by Vladimir Putin. It'll be a much less anti-Semitic Hitler, I think. Is Putin a friend of the Jews?
Yeah, he's anti-neo-Nazi, right?
It's hard to tell. I mean, it really is. Did you see a neo-Nazi won the mayorship of France?
I did not.
The first female mayor of France ever was elected. Let's see if we can find more information out about this. Because I don't know a whole bunch about Parisian politics. Paris gets first female mayor, and she is... Oh, no, as she bid to become the first female mayor of Paris. I was incorrect about this completely. Spanish-born socialist Anne Hidalgo has had to endure taunts from her opponents about her modest origins and lack of Parisian roots. And they were talking about how the National Front, the Marine Le Pen neo-Nazis in France were closing in, but apparently all's well as it should be. And that there's a socialist mayor of Paris, France. So that's not even a news story. We can move right along there. headlines from around the world. Low-cost Dominican surgeries spark warnings by the United States. Would you go to the Dominican Republic for a low-cost surgery, like a low-cost spay and neuter or something like that? Go down there, get your shots?
I would want to just go there on vacation, maybe, but...
People are traveling to the Dominican Republic for cosmetic surgery. And according to this story, sometimes it goes horribly wrong. Here's a headline for you. Mixed legacy for Karzai as Afghan president. Afghans are going to the polls next weekend to choose a new president. And that in itself may one day be considered Hamid Karzai's greatest achievement. Oh, look at that. They're comparing him to George Washington or something. There has been no shortage of criticism of Karzai in recent years. over the entire course of his presidency. How long has he been the president of Afghanistan?
Since 2001.
No, it was later than that. It was like 2004. It's at least 10 years. Remember when they had the elections and they all had purple thumbs? That was how they determined whether or not people voted. Everyone was walking around with their purple thumbs. You know how McDonald's has a picture menu?
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan has a picture ballot because most of the people are illiterate. South Korea fires shells at North Korean waters after drills. There's a lot of plurals in that headline. South Korea on Monday returned fire into North Korean waters after shells from a North Korean live fire drill fell south of the rivals' disputed western sea boundary.
1 minute. He took office on December 22nd, 2001.
But when was he elected president? He was like the provisional authority guy or something like that. But the actual election, right? He was installed as their dear leader. Back in 2001.
Yeah, it was a temporary 2-year thing.
God, have you been... I know this kind of freaks you out a little bit, but all the information that keeps coming out about the radioactive materials from Fukushima...
Yeah, that's been happening for a while.
Totally not in control. And some of the original, I guess, first responders from the United States Navy off the USS Ronald Reagan with all kinds of thyroid disorders and sicknesses. Hearing these stories, it's just disturbing and scary.
You ever see that Simpsons episode with the three-eyed fish?
Oh, yeah. And Montgomery Burns, his nuclear power plant wasn't even melting down. I think the anniversary of Three Mile Island just happened as well. But the people of Pennsylvania are so dynamic, full of so much energy.